Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. On the first part of today's show, I will be interviewing Lisa Gauthier. Lisa is one of the owners of the new store in Ayers Cliff called Boutique La Junk. Lisa will tell us all about her store and why it is unique. In the second half hour today, I will interview José Grandin. José will talk about her sister's work, Isabelle Grandin. Isabelle is a Quebec artist, and she will be displaying her work at the Beaune Museum in Quaticook starting March 17th with the grand opening of her exhibit called Le Radeau des Cimes, starting at 2 p.m. We will start the show with a song called Happy Customers by Two Doors Cinema Club. We will hear the interview about Boutique La Junk right after the song, so please stay tuned.
When the world ends, we'll do something different. Comfortably living, passengers and company. It takes practice, the method is in the madness. Spark enough and something catches. Fire up the factory. Somewhere halfway, something new. When the day comes, copy and paste the outcome. Hide away and pick the breadcrumbs. Listen to the radio. Could be talking too little, too late, too often. Was never gonna fix the problem. Ain't that just the way it goes?
Welcome Lisa Gauthier to the Townships at 12, and she's going to be talking about her new store. It's Boutique La Junk. So welcome, Lisa.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. Now, are you the sole owner of the Boutique La Junk, or do you own it with some other people?
Yes, we are two business partners, Danielle and Isabelle, and we own the place all together.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, tell us about what made you decide to open this store.
Oh, it started, my friend Danielle had a store like this before the COVID, an antique shop, and it closed before the COVID. And we always talk about that. And last spring, we looked like the antique mall, you know, in USA, it's very popular. So we would like to do something like this. So we start to look for a place. We didn't find anything we like. We wait. And at the fall, we find the beautiful place we have here, downtown Ayers Cliff. It's a whole building, 100 years, you know, with wood floor and texture on the ceiling and on the wall. It's very beautiful. It's 3,000 square feet. So it's a good place for what we want to do.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like quite a big store. What are some of the things you have for sale in Boutique La Junk?
Oh, we have a good variety of things. It's very unique. You know, we have pottery, we have antique, we have stone glass, we have thrift store, we have a place for exposure, temporary exposure, and the artisans we choose are very, very talented. So we very make a good choice to have the look we want to give to the store.
Okay, so you have new articles or gently used articles?
Yeah, it's all used articles.
Okay.
But very good recycling, you know, sometimes they are transformed, refurbished, mm-hmm. we say it in English, mm-hmm. refurbished, and all the antique place for people have a specific talent. Some transform them like prime house, dope more industrial, you know, very different. So we don't have all the same thing. Everything, we have 23 exposure vendors,
okay.
And it's all different, very unique each place.
Okay, that's wonderful. Sounds like a really fun place to visit. Where do you get the articles in your store?
Oh, there's a lot of people here. Everybody is a good have a good collection at their home. So we go to the auction. How do you say that in English? You
know, the garage sales or something.
The
like
garage
that?
Sale, mm-hmm. Yeah, the garage sale, and some went to USA when they have a big show. So they have good eye to detect the each piece who's very special. So it comes from everywhere. Some people give us to, we buy to people too. So we have to check all the time the good opportunity to find nice things.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned some people give you some things. So you are open to people giving you donations of different things?
They have to call before and send the picture because we don't take everything. You know, it's a very specific product we're looking for. But with the Facebook page, by Messenger, people send us some pictures, and then we call them, they come here, they give their name, the phone number, we can go at home and said, okay, we could take this and buy this, and we make business like this, yeah.
Okay, that's good. You mentioned you have a Facebook page for it?
Yeah, Boutique La Junk, we have a fan page. We have a lot of followers since 5 months only. We have 1,200 followers. So we are very proud of it, and we always publish the events we're going to have and the exposition, because we have a place, temporary location. So if people make pottery or sculpture and they want to sell it, they could rent the place for 1 week, 2 weeks, or a month. But all the other vendors are permanent. They have a one-year
contract.
Mm-hmm. Contract. Sorry for my English.
No,
I do
good.
My best.
Yeah.
So that's the way we work here. So, yeah.
Okay, that sounds good. Where did you get the name for the store, La Junk?
Let's talk about it. Everybody asks, why the junk? Why? Because for us, you know, one man's trash is another treasure. And everything, we could transform it and give it a second life. So everything here have a second life. We have a man here, he make decoration, furniture with old belt, leather old belt. It's so gorgeous, you cannot imagine. There's another one, they take old furniture, very broken or spotted by oil or everything, and then they paint it, they relocate the furniture, so they give second life to everything. I have another artisan, she recycling everything, wine bottle, old dishes, kitchen dishes, and mm-hmm. she transform it for a bird nest and bird feeders. Mm-hmm. Everything is recycling. Huh. So that's why junk, it's old stuff, and that's why we call it La Junk Boutique.
Okay, that's fascinating about your store. So is that what's special about your store?
About something special? Yeah, mm-hmm. It's very unique. It's a good, we have a good variety, a diversity of product. The layout is is gorgeous. It's very, very different. It's warm and welcoming. The ambience is so friendly. You know, with the artisan we have, the vendor we have, they like what they do. So they talk with people. They explain their talent. They explain what it's for. You know, sometimes we have 100 year a whole thing that people don't know what we do with that. So they take time to explain. So all these little things make the ambience so comfortable. You want to come back for sure.
Okay.
So it's very special.
Do you think that stores like yours, stores that sell gently used articles and, you know, people that refurbish furniture, etc., do you think they're getting more popular in general?
Yes, because people are conscientious for the environment, you know. Mm-hmm. Everything is so expensive now. So financially, it's a good thing to make a new decoration or find something to finish the house or... People are very, very near this kind of store, so it's getting more popular for everything. At first, for the environment,
mm-hmm.
You know, we always buy new stuff, and it's not good for the nature, you know. So
no,
here we take care about recycling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people Great. Are very conscientious. Yeah.
And I think people want something a bit unique too, not something off the assembly line.
Yeah, something very, very unique with the artisan, the transform. So there's not two pieces the same, you know, it's very, very different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, could you tell us exactly where your store is located in Ayerscliff?
Yeah, we are right in the middle of Ayerscliff on Main Street, 1118 Main Street in Ayerscliff. So when you go to Quaticook, you pass in front of us. And we have a big window, so you see inside, it's very beautiful. So it's 10, 15 minutes from Magog, so it's not far. And the Ayerscliff is so beautiful. There's a lot of things to see. It's a beautiful village.
Okay, that's true. Ayerscliff is a very beautiful town. What hours are you open?
Yeah, we got to be open Tuesday to Sunday, 10 till 5 o'clock. And during summer or Easter, we are more open. We have larger day open and for vacation too, so to make the service for the customer and the tourists. So, but actually, it's 4 days a week, Thursday till Sunday, 10 to 5.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Lisa?
Yeah, we have a special event till all March, the Pottery Bows. Exposure, and for each sale, we give benefit of the sale to organism to help people.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna help people with the 10% of the sale. We give the percentage of the sale to an organism who help people.
Okay, and any special organization?
We're going to look because we don't know how many pieces it's going to be sale, but maybe for people for food, more for food. You know, it's very difficult at this time. So we want to help people, an organism, give food to people.
Okay, that sounds like a great idea. Okay, that's great. Lisa Gauthier for the Boutique La Junk in Ayerscliff. So thanks very much, Lisa, and all the best with your store.
Thank you, Maureen. Have a nice day. Thanks for a call.
Town in the county town, one morning last July, from a bar in Green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looks so sweet with the tuba feet and the sheen of the nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, so I shook myself for to see who was really there. From Bantry Mine to Clarecay, from Galway to Dublin Town, like the fair party that I met in the county town.
flesh. So I scratched my head and I looked with a feeling rare. And this is a sign to a passerby who's a maid with a nut brown hair. He smiled at me and he said, said she, that's a gem of Ireland's crown. The young Rosie McGann from the banks of the Man, she's a star of the county down. She'll be surely there, and I'll dress in my Sunday clothes. With my shoes shone bright, and my hat caught right, for a smile from a nut brown rose. Not by the smoke, my horse I'll yoke, to my platins a rust colour brown. To my smiling bride, by my own father.
Next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. The Bolt Museum out in Quaticook is pleased to present the exhibition Le Radeau des Cimes by artist Isabelle Grandin from March 17th to May 12th. The grand opening will take place on Sunday, March 17th at 2 p.m. The public is invited to attend. The Lennoxville Ascot Historical and Museum Society welcomes you to attend their annual general meeting for the year ending December 31st, 2023. Come out and support your local historical society at 7 p.m. on Monday, March 18th. Learn what they've accomplished and what plans they have for 2024. The meeting is at Uplands, 9 Speed Street in the borough of Lennoxville. For information, 819-564-0409. The Richmond Irish Heritage Festival, it's on to the 24th, and you need to check out the website www.richmondstpats, that's richmondstpats.org, and there's live music, dance, storytelling, parade, and heritage craft events. So again, check that out, www.richmondstpats.org. Students from the drama and music departments at Bishop's University join Voices and Talents to present the 8-time Tony Award-winning musical Spring Awakening at Centennial Theatre from March 14th to 17th. Evening performances begin at 7:30 p.m. on March 14th and 15th and 16th. On March 17th, the matinee show will begin at 2 p.m. Tickets can be purchased online through Le Poitevent or by calling Centennial Theatre Box Office 819-822-9692. Regular ticket prices are $30, $25 for those 60 years old and over, and $15 for students with a valid student card. VIP tickets are available for $50 and include special seating, a backstage tour, and meeting with the cast. The show is suited for an audience age 14 years and over, as it refers to sexual violence, incest, sex, sexuality, physical violence, abortion, suicide, and death. Until March 24th, the Lennoxville Art Group's works will be exhibited in the lobby of the Eva Senegal Library in Sherbrooke. Watercolor, silk paintings, acrylics, pastels, oil paintings for your viewing pleasure. Come and admire them. The Eaton Valley IOOF will be having a pancake supper in the Sawyerville Catholic Church basement. This happens on Saturday, April 6th from 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. They will be serving pancakes, eggs, baked beans, sausages, and more. Adults are $20, children 6 to 12 years old, $10, and children under 5 eat for free. For more information or for tickets, please contact Barry Berwick, 819-889-2597. Join Literacy in Action's new Smart Science Series, Engineering Squad, a family activity in Lenoxville, Saturdays 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., March 23rd to April 20th. Sign up with Angie at lia-estree.org or call 819-346-7009. Limited spots are available. Donald Lecture Series, Fantastic Eclipses from Fear to Reason. Ahead of the total solar eclipse on April 8th, astronomer Jean-Louis Houdier on Thursday, April 4th, 7 p.m. at Centennial Theater. Dr. Houdier is an internationally respected astronomer and author of Astronomical Photography, Eclipses of the Moon and Sun, Book of the Sky, Book of the Moon, and Astronomy for All. This free event is presented as part of the Donald Lectures series. More activities will be announced. Visit the eclipse-viewing at Bishop's webpage for regular updates and for advice on how to watch the eclipse safely. For further information regarding the eclipse viewing event on the campus of Bishop's University, please send a message to eclipse@ubishops.ca. If you belong to a nonprofit organization and you have an event coming up, I would like to help you to announce it. It's free. Just please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com, and we'll get your event announced. Also, if you have a nonprofit organization and you would like me to do an interview with one of you, I would be more than happy to. Again, please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. Please note that all interviews are pre-recorded and not live and done by telephone. We just heard some community events, and before that we heard a song from Canadian artist Lorena McKinnitt, and the song was called The Star of the County Down. I would like to thank Lisa Gauthier for the interview about her store called La Junk out in Ayers Cliff. It sounds like a really fun store and a place where you can get something unique. We will close the first part of today's show with a song called One Sunday at a Time, and it's by Mark and Maggie O'Connor. We will hear a word from a couple of our sponsors and the news with Derek Bullard, and we will come back with the second part of today's show, where I will be talking to José Grandin all about her sister's work, Isabelle Grandin, Quebec artist. So please stay tuned.
Oh,
time.